Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Nintendo Switch, your chance to win. The last one I think we have for now. It's coming up shortly.
Switch.
Also, love letters to Kelly. On a date without a woman. Is that Kelly just told us a rule that...
Well, there are a lot of suggestions for today without a woman to show how a woman, you know, has power.
Uh-huh.
And so they're encouraging women who can to stay home from work today and not be paid.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
And wear red.
Yep.
Okay.
That's doable.
And don't shop.
Don't shop.
But women be shopping.
Women, yeah.
Got to show the power of the dollar in a woman's hand.
If my wife could just partake in the shopping one, I'd be cool. That'd be good.
I didn't know about this until I came into work this morning.
Well, so obviously,
am I a bad woman because I'm not wearing red? I'm not.
Well, I didn't know.
I'm definitely going to. Yeah, I got red nails.
You have red nails. Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to do a little need shopping today because I'm going out of town.
Yeah. I like your shirt. It's very Latina.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you're a woman that works at the mall and you go to work today and you shop on your lunch break, you're really screwed.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I would think, but like, what about being a strong, independent woman? Like, I take care of myself. I work. I have a good job.
Roar. Hear me roar.
Roar. Yeah.
Roar.
I don't need no man.
That's right, Jenna.
Save that.
Yeah. I don't need no man.
Hi, Caroline Craddock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Fresh off the kids breakfast yesterday, right?
I'm still on such a high.
What'd you guys
so
eat?
So good. I don't know. I didn't eat.
Oh, you didn't eat at the breakfast?
No.
Probably pancakes. It was National Pancake Day.
I think it was like bacon and eggs and stuff.
Oh.
Breakfast food.
The kids breakfast, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
And it went well? Everybody showed up?
It went well. Yeah. We had 500 people. It was
made money?
My first time. Yeah, we did. It was my first time giving like a big girl speech.
Oh,
I feel like
really?
A woman today.
How long was the speech?
It's probably like 7 minutes.
Nice.
Minutes.
What'd you talk about?
Perfect.
Yeah. Just about like my journey to kids and how it kind of like, I say this, kids like saved me really. Cause it was like a reason for me to get up in the morning when my dad passed away.
Yeah.
So, it's just kind of like full circle how everything kind of works out and. That's what I shared.
And a lot of changes going on with kids.
Yes.
We're definitely still taking the trip.
We are. Yeah. We're still going to have the big trip in November. But
still taking the kids?
Yep. We're still going to take kids.
Good. Uh-huh.
Ages 5 to 12. But I've been kind of working on this for a while now, and I've been wanting to expand kids and touch more people. So we are taking a teen trip this year in June.
Teen trip?
Awesome. Yeah.
Whoa. Isn't that cool?
We're taking ages 13 to 18. I feel like, you know, even when I'm 26 and I still go and I still freaking love it, obviously.
Right.
So I feel like the teenagers would also love to go. So if you know anyone, we have applications out now at kidskids.com.
Same kind of criteria as we have for kids.
Yes. Life-threatening illnesses. They'll be spending a week in Orlando, and they can do Disney World, they can do SeaWorld, and Universal Studios.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
A little bit more expansive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So one of the trips is for the kids ages 5 to 12, and then the teen trip, 13 to 18.
And both applications are out.
And they're
both
out.
For the kids trip and for the teen trip.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
And the t-shirts, people want to buy the t-shirts. Can we get those?
Yes, they're available for the month of March on kidskids.com. And the money goes back to us, obviously.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And it's kidskids.com. That's KIDDSKIDS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Two D's in the kid.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Kid Craddock.
Yep.
We missed you for the Bachelor recap.
I missed you guys. I got so many tweets that
it's
I was all
right.
missed. So it made
you
me
were
feel
doing
happy.
Something much more meaningful.
I was.
Than talking about the
I
Bachelor.
I was. But you know, I love to talk about the Bachelor.
I know you do.
And the Snapchat Bachelor.
What was your couple takes from The Bachelor this week for you?
Really, I just really want to thank The Bachelor producers for giving me probably my happiest 2 minutes of life, which was watching Raven after she and Nick spent the night together.
Because
the last episode was she said that she has never been fully satisfied.
Right.
And so she says, you know, Nick was able to satisfy me.
Nick, what a stud.
Then, I would think that'd be a lose-lose for him in that situation.
Now I really, really, I'd never looked up who wins. I hope Raven wins. Because there's no way another dude can swoop in there.
But the best thing, this is the best 2 minutes of my entire life, was they did a montage of her. in Finland, like running through the snow of Finland, like so happy.
Life has color now.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, she's like by this rainbow bridge, like dancing. She goes and like kisses this like fake reindeer. It's the best thing I've ever seen on The Bachelor ever. If you haven't seen it, you need to go look it up.
I only
hilarious.
I only watched the 2 hour women tell all stuff.
So that was great. All that happened in the episode before that was that Rachel got kicked off, which obviously we knew was going to happen. And then The Bachelor Tell All was the Corinne show, as it should be.
She was pretty hilarious.
And her and Rachel, Rachel was this girl that no one remembers now because she was mean to Corinne. They just go at it and go at it and go at it. And Rachel keeps wanting Corinne to apologize for
Taylor?
Yeah.
Taylor.
Taylor wants Corinne to apologize for being rude to her the whole season. And then somehow Taylor ends up apologizing to Corinne the other way around.
I'm going to be the bigger person then.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Corinne didn't really do anything wrong. She didn't.
She's just
crazy.
Being Corinne.
She's just
taking naps.
She was
and
literally
taking names.
Being who she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But my favorite part about the Women Tell All was the girls' reaction to Rachel being the Bachelorette. This is how you know it's going to be a good season, because the girls are so excited for Rachel. Like most girls, you know, they're in that position like, oh, well, I kind of want to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
They come out. She comes out. They're screaming their freaking heads off. Like, they are so excited for Rachel.
Good.
Which means that Rachel is a girl's girl.
That's a good thing.
We'll see. Hopefully they give her a bunch of good dudes.
I hope so.
Right.
Not a bunch of Nick Viles.
That'd be boring.
Well, you're going to throw in a couple Chads in there.
You need some Corinnes on the guy side.
There'll be a few slip in. There's always a few that slip in.
Oh. We want her to end up with somebody nice, and she's a good person, right?
The newest rumor on the street in the Bachelor world that I love is that apparently, so everyone thinks they're like shipping for Luke Pell from JoJo's season.
The cowboy?
Yes, the cowboy and Raven to hook up. They would be a great couple.
Yeah, but
because
Nick.
They're both country?
No, they're just like, they would be so cute together.
I don't think Luke can be with her after that display.
After the Nick
thing?
True. No.
That's
after
awful.
After the what?
I can't remember.
Display, the Nick thing. They hooked.
Where he satisfied me and all that stuff. That's,
that's a guy you don't want
to. He's got to really have a small ego.
Yeah, and we couldn't do it. Because we'd be picturing you skipping all around Finland every time we saw your face.
You got to skip around Finland.
Well, hey, if it's working, you should be happy that she's that happy.
Are you skipping around Finland?
Allie, you ever made a girl skip?
Yeah, skip dates.
Probably not.
That's why she had to take a test. Yeah, she's skipping.
Yeah, skipping.
Plenty of skipping going on there.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Bachelor, we got our own little Bachelor going on with the Snapchat Bachelor.
Yes.
This was supposed to be the final week, and Mitchell meets his future wife, and they ride off and skip off into the sunset. Right?
I hope there's some skipping, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what went down this week on Snapchat Bachelor?
They're just now having their date tonight. So Ashley, there's two girls left, Ashley and Kristen.
Okay.
Ashley is Miss Queso, Kristen is
Cal. They're having an in-person date.
They're each getting a date. They're not going to do a group date or anything.
First time seeing each other face-to-face.
First time meeting, yeah. So Ashley and Mitchell are meeting tonight.
Okay.
And then next Wednesday, Kristen and Mitchell will have their date.
Oh, and if you're wondering.
Which I planned.
If you're wondering who Mitchell is, it's Caroline's friend. She tweeted, she snapped his picture. Girls liked them. We decided to do a Snapchat Bachelor.
Yep.
Strictly on Snapchat.
Yep.
Nobody ever met face-to-face except FaceTiming last week.
Right.
And now we're down to the final two.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the prize?
Mitchell's heart.
Love.
Yeah.
Mitchell's the prize.
And?
Of
and
love.
Forever happiness.
Yeah, and skipping.
Oh,
yeah.
Like
skipping around Finland.
Yeah. So would you guys like to get to know the final two contestants?
Yes.
Because I believe we have some facts about the girls.
We sure do.
Yeah? Do you want to do Ashley or Kristen first?
Let's do Kristen first.
All right, 10 facts about Kristen.
Here is 10 fun facts about me. 1, I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 2, I graduated from the University of Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner! 3, my friends tell me that I sing to every single song that comes on the radio, even if I don't really like it or know it that well. 4, Pad Thai is my guilty pleasure. And 5, although I'm not a cowgirl by any means, country music is my favorite. 6, one time when I was at a Lady Antebellum concert, I actually got mistaken for Charles Kelly's wife.
Whoa.
7, I know all the words to Salt-N-Pepa's Shoop, which you saw in karaoke.
Nice.
And 8, my family is really important to me and I talk to my mom every day. 9, my favorite show in the world is Sex and the City, but Friends is a very close second. And 10, whenever I'm really feeling myself, I always ask the bartender for an old-fashioned, and I always regret it the next morning.
I like her.
Yeah, she's very cute. Yep. I think she kind of resents me, though.
Why?
Because of the nickname. Like, she's brought it up almost every time she's talked to Mitchell. So, Kristen, I'm sorry. You were wearing a cowgirl hat. I do not think you were an actual cowgirl. Okay?
We just had to call
Let
you
Let me clarify
something.
That. I have to call you something. I don't think you're a cowgirl.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a cowgirl.
No.
There's not. But I feel...
You don't get to
choose
your
I feel
nickname.
The resentment.
Well, you guys are going to have to be really good friends if...
We're going to have to. So, Kristen, let's clear the air here.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm have to get over it.
We need to be friends.
Come on.
All right.
All right. Now that that's okay. cleared up, we get to meet Ashley.
Miss Queso.
This is Miss Queso Ashley.
I bet she it's Ashley in here. Are...
What's that?
I bet she didn't want to be cheese.
Right?
As a nickname.
Probably not.
Yeah. But she accepted it.
She accepted it.
It's Ashley, and here are 10 fun facts about me. I'm left-handed. I love Johnny Cash. I hate cats. I'm terrified of them. I've seen every episode of Friends at least 3 times. I grew up dancing competitively, and now I sometimes teach dance to little kids. Aww. Halloween is probably my favorite holiday. I have lived in 3 state capitals. I'm a morning person. And another fun fact on top of that is I set my alarm to strange times. Right now it's 5:42 a.m. to wake up. I guess 5:45 a.m. is too normal. And finally, I am a firm believer that there's not much that doesn't taste better with a little ranch on it. And that's it.
Shout out.
Yeah, all right.
I like both
adorable.
Of them.
Good girls.
You guys have a favorite?
They're both equally as well.
I don't know. I like them both. They seem like they're... Like, both of them would be good girlfriends.
Well, and this is a big departure for Mitchell because he only dates brunettes.
Yeah,
and
both
of our girls are blonde.
Yeah, they kind of look alike.
Yeah. Both very, very, very cute girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what's going to be the next step here? Date?
We're having their date tonight.
Okay.
So one of my best friends owns a restaurant, and she does Asian Mexican fusion. So Ashley. Yeah, well, Ashley and Mitchell talked about traveling to Thailand. They wanted to go to travel to Asia. So we're going to, my friend Uno is going to teach them how to make some
Uno?
Asian food tonight. Yeah.
Mm, pad Thai?
I don't know. I don't know what she's going to make, but
she
something yummy.
Loves pad thai. Spicy?
Some food?
No, that's the other girl.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you should have told me which one.
Sorry.
Cheese or cowboy?
Cheese.
Cheese or cowgirl?
Cheese or cowboy?
I can't remember.
Cheese or cowgirl.
So I know them.
And then next week he'll go on the other date.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Mitchell's about to be a taken man here. Well, he technically already is. By 2 women.
Yeah, he is. He's got 2 girlfriends.
But then he'll be in a monogamous relationship soon.
Yes.
Is the goal.
Really?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. What? That's the point of a bachelor.
Yeah.
End up in a monogamous relationship after being in a...
Yeah, get a ring by Neil Lane.
Yeah.
I thought the point was to sell, like, vitamins online.
And that.
And that, too.
Yeah.
And slimming tea.
Yes, that's what I
that's
mean.
That's true.
And gain a bunch of Instagram followers.
Yeah.
I need to get some of that tea.
Are we going to do Snapchat Island?
Snapchat
Island.
In Paradise.
Yeah, Snapchat in Paradise.
If you guys want to send me to do that, I'll take one for the team.
It'd be kind of tough since they never really met. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, they're on the island together, but they just Snapchat each other the whole time.
I'll Snapchat in Paradise.
Where's the island? Yeah. Where are y'all sending me?
It's that Adidas Island that the guy didn't win the other.
Or Alcatraz. We'll send you there.
Appreciate that.
All right. We'll catch up with you next week. Thank Caroline. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, go get your Kids t-shirts at kidskids.com and get those applications in if you know.
Donate for our teen trip.
Come on now. Coming up next, we do want to make a switch with you.
All right.
How about the Nintendo Switch? Let us know what you're willing to give us. And in return, we will give you a Nintendo Switch. And these are tough to get.
Yep.
We'll go through some entries next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we go!
That wonderful man right there is Mario, brother of Luigi.
Oh, wow, look at you.
I know the whole family. That was pretty cool. So we have this Nintendo Switch here, last one that we have, and we've been asking you to email us or text us and even call us and let us know what you're willing to trade out to receive the Nintendo Switch.
So far, it's worked pretty well. We've got livestock.
Yeah, what do we have, Big Al?
We got a show goat. We have a baby goat that we're going to pick up.
Yep.
We also got massages from the same person that donated the goat. We also have a 2001 Land Cruiser, I believe.
Rover.
Land Rover.
Yeah.
It goes forward. Doesn't go in reverse, though.
But that's fine.
Part-time Justin's going to go and fly up there and drive it back. And it's in Canada.
Near Canada. Sault Ste. Marie.
And we also got yesterday an adult-sized big wheel. which will be really cool.
You can power slide with it.
Yeah, yeah, very fun.
I have something I want today.
So
today,
do you, Jenna?
One more to give away.
Yeah.
One more Nintendo.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE if you have something.
To switch with us.
And remember, we're getting some really cool stuff, so you got to bring the A game here.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, Jenna was looking at this email over the break and said, guys, I may need to
because this is
claim
something
this.
I've wanted, living in my house for a long time.
Okay.
And this is something that Al has also talked about wanting, so and he can't have it where he lives. So you talk about bringing your A game. How about bringing your egg game? Someone is willing to give us their big green egg.
Yeah!
I've wanted a grill. I've asked Al to go to Home Depot with me to get a grill for so long, and I just didn't want to buy one. So they are offering up their big green egg that is lightly used but in great condition, and they would reluctantly switch it for the Switch. The egg, I'll grill you guys food all the time.
I want it.
Kelly is not interested in this, but Kelly, you have a man, so I want an egg.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten anything.
Well, we could find something for you.
You can have the adult big wheel.
But listen,
I don't want the big wheel.
You can ride the big wheel with us.
But Kelly, this is a big green egg.
And I would love this one. I haven't heard what else is out there.
I know.
But this would be great, and I'm more than happy to let Al, like, take it from me after I use it a couple times.
No, we could definitely share it. We could do a month. Jenna has it. 1 month I have it. Al has it one month.
Can timeshare the egg?
Of course.
Yes.
I want it in...
You're fine transporting it?
Yeah. I have a truck, Jenna.
You guys both have trucks.
I want it from late May to early October.
Yeah. No.
Hold on. I'm sorry. We can
I have a pool.
I'm sorry. We can transport it in our 2001 Land Rover. That we acquired with the Nintendo Switch.
All right. This is expensive, right?
I'm telling you, Alan would love to grill out on this thing.
Oh, really? I asked Alan if he wanted one, and he said, nah.
Why?
Because it's expensive.
These things are
expensive,
like a grand.
And they're not that big.
They're like a grand. Like, at least.
No, they have...
Guys.
Okay, that's up there.
I can make ribs.
Yeah. How about this one right here?
All right.
From the text. Wendy texted us and said, I would trade you a horse.
What?
A horse.
A horse?
Yeah, Big Al Mac.
A
horse.
A real horse?
It doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
And a 1973 camper for the Switch.
A horse and a camper?
A horse and a camper.
You don't want the horse.
No. Why not?
No,
you ever owned a horse?
No, but I want a horse.
It's a money pit.
We could go riding.
No, Al. You got to have someone take care of it all day, all night.
We could put him in a derby.
No, it's...
I doubt they're giving us a derby horse.
We could breed it.
Now, if you're really that interested in a horse, this is a really great offer.
And a camper?
This is an experience.
An experience?
That you don't have to worry about taking care of the horse afterwards.
Owning a horse is an experience.
So this person, Laura, she's the experience director for TaylorMade.
Okay. Oh.
And no, not the golf.
Jenna?
Not the golf.
No.
Not the golf.
Yeah.
Okay, look. She says.
I was like, am I getting golf clubs?
It's a whole long laundry list of what she's willing to do for us. She said, I'll switch you a private meet and greet with the reigning 2-time horse of the year and the world's richest thoroughbred racehorse, California Chrome. California Chrome's earned over $14 million.
Whoa.
Had very impressive wins at the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the $10 million Dubai World Cup. But that's not all.
Okay. There's more?
You know, we get to meet the horse, which is a big deal.
Can we ride it?
But it also includes, a VIP experience to the Keeneland Race Course in Lexington, Kentucky.
Keeneland's cool.
That includes betting training for the entire cast of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, a private trackside box, a trip to the winner's circle, and the president's room. This is an experience that cannot be purchased.
What is betting training, by the way?
Teach you how to bet on horses.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you said betting training.
You need training on that, Adam?
No, we didn't know.
That sounds like a cool experience.
Yeah.
Brush up on his skills.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could get a horse.
Uh-huh.
Or we could just go and meet and greet with a horse.
And then somebody's offering to customize the Land Rover.
That's cool, too. That makes mine look pretty bad. Not bad, but...
it's not yours.
A mandolin. For the Don Cheadle's band.
A mandolin.
Like a banjo
sounding. JC did get his guitar broken the other day. Or a trombone that we could also use in the band, but I don't know how to play it.
You know how much fun we would have with a trombone around the office?
It's like the Vuvuzela part two.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, but better. Because it's louder.
So we could get a horse and a camper?
We could get a horse, Al.
Or a very practical, delicious egg. Big green egg.
That's good. Man, we got a lot of good stuff today.
How about this, Al?
Okay.
I know you're really excited about the horse.
Yeah.
Big Al.
Yes.
I have a deal for you.
Oh, let me stand up.
right. Are you ready for this?
I'm excited today. Yes.
You may need to sit down, sir.
Oh, well, let me sit back down.
Oh, wow. You might have to sit down for this one.
You're going to be shocked to your core.
I have a deal for you about a boat for the Switch.
A boat?
A boat.
Yes.
Give me a call.
You just got a car.
Boat.
Well, okay.
Well, we
got a car. We don't all get the car.
What kind of boat?
Does it say what kind of boat?
What kind of boat?
I don't know. It just says about a boat.
I need some detail.
Yeah, you need detail.
This might be like a little boat you put on.
Yeah, it could be like the boat in The Notebook. That's a canoe.
Yeah. Or the thing you put on top of your car.
A paddle boat. That would be real tricky if they gave us a paddle boat.
Or Kelly, you've been asking for something.
Okay, what you got for Kelly?
I'm an attorney. And I will offer to draft you a prenuptial agreement for Kelly Raspberry.
You know, that has not even come up. Alan and I have not even talked about
it. Are you gonna?
Nah.
I haven't even thought of it. I honestly hadn't thought about it.
And also, as a bonus, they'll also do a last will and testament for all of us.
Oh, okay.
That's thousands of dollars in legal services.
Yeah.
Here's my will. Someone take care of my dog. And my friends can have everything.
Who gets your dog?
Oh, boy.
I mean, my mom would probably want my dog. But I just want to make sure the wheeze is taken care of. Friends can have everything, all my stuff. I don't care. Just don't use an ugly picture of me at my funeral.
Let's take a little call here.
Oh, man.
Danielle.
Yes?
Have you been hearing what people are offering up?
Yes, I have.
You think yours is better?
I think so.
Okay.
In a boat. All right.
What you got for us, Danielle?
I can offer the experience of simulating the flight of a helicopter.
Simulate, which means we get to kind of fly?
Yes. I work for a company that sells flight simulators that teach pilots how to fly.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Helicopter.
Yeah.
But, and we would be able to tell if we would be the greatest pilot.
I'd have to medicate just to simulate.
Well, see, the cool thing is there's so many different levels of this, but it's basically exactly like flying without any of the accidents that could kill you.
But is it like in Sully when they do all the flight simulations and there's lots of crashing?
And hitting birds.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm out on that.
Well, it's just a simulator, so you're good.
No.
You're good. Yeah, I got to do it at Southwest. It was really cool.
So have you ever ridden in a helicopter?
I have not.
I have.
It's one of the coolest
days. It is cool, but...
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a video game on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Is there a boat involved?
Very interesting.
Another experience instead of something tangible.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool if you guys are into it.
Danielle, do you have a boat?
No, I don't have a boat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about a real helicopter? No?
Well, I've flown a real helicopter because the company owns an airport.
Okay. Well, hold on for us. We'll put you in the running.
You're in the running.
That's pretty cool.
I need to find details on the boat, though.
Well, guess what?
Oh, we got the boatman?
We got boatman on the phone.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
His name is Michael.
What's up, Mike?
And he said, I have a deal for you, Big Al Mac, about a boat for the Switch. Michael?
Dude, Big Al, what's up, dude?
Michael, talk to me.
Dude, tell us about this boat.
Dude.
Well, okay, so I work for a power sport dealership here in Lubbock, right?
Yeah.
And I sell everything from motorcycles, side-by-sides, to some high-end boats, brother.
Okay, get to this boat.
What is the boat you're trading?
That's not what he's trading for you.
Well,
I'm telling you now, dude, I will give you the biggest hookup that I've ever given a customer before.
Biggest hookup?
Just for a Switch.
Okay, so this means
a discount?
A discount on a day's boat rental?
I'll give you a discount on just a brand new boat so you can just have it whenever you want to. That way you can go to that lake house down there by Blake Shelton and go have some fun.
He didn't trade for the lake house, though.
Okay, so you're not giving me a boat. You're not giving me a boat. You're giving me a discount on a boat.
I hear strings attached here.
No, not
and a
at
payment
all.
Plan.
No. Yeah. I hear money coming out of Al's wallet.
Yeah.
Al, for a low monthly payment of $1,500, you could have the boat.
Yeah. Your boat just got a little, your boat just sank, man.
Your sales guy.
Oh,
come on, Al. Oh,
I love
it. Somebody gets a
sign
to you and you tell me I sink.
I love you, Michael. I love you. I appreciate the offer, but we're looking for something to switch, not switch and pay.
Michael, I think your generosity with helping out save thousands of dollars is very nice. I admire you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Wreck'em Tech.
All right. Al says no to Michael on his boat, love.
Well, it was a discount.
It was a discount.
See, that's how people need to define hookup.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hook you up. We don't know what hookup means. Does that mean you're going to hook me up with dinner?
I assume that means free until, you know, the bill comes. You're like, oh, I thought by no. hookup you meant. Oh,
but
okay.
you had somebody like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a tease.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to make our decision here all during right. the break.
So we got the big green egg.
Yes, helicopter. That's what I'm for. I'll say it right now. That's what, out of all these, that's what I'm for.
Helicopter simulator ride. There was something else that was good.
The derby experience.
Derby yeah. experience, the racetrack, which is really good.
We have I'll have a pool party for you guys. I'll cook.
We have an autographed John Elway football.
And
available on the call if we need that.
And don't forget, we got a trombone and a mandolin.
Okay. Or the... Man, the horse sounds so cool.
Oh, and the horse. How did I forget the horse?
Horse and the camper.
And the camper.
All right. We're going to decide here during the break. And when we come back, we'll tell the person who wants to make the trade that they get their Nintendo Switch. And we'll do love letters to Kelly.
Yay.
How about that?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have your love letters to Kelly coming up shortly. I hope you're all caught up on your trigonometry. Because we have a love triangle.
Oh, oh my.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, math? I don't want to talk about math.
No. But right now, let's get to the switch.
Here we go!
So on the table, we have a horse with a camper. We can name the horse Sugar.
Oh,
Sugar.
Man.
Honor of kid.
We had a helicopter ride.
Well, a helicopter simulator.
Simulator,
ride,
yeah.
Which is still pretty cool.
Still cool. And the big green egg that Jenna's really wanted. And we do have this text right here that says... You need to let Jenna make the decision today, JC and Big Al, because you guys made decisions on the past. Plus, it's Women's Day. Just saying. And Kelly, you have Alan.
Yeah, so. Kelly.
And I have Alan.
Kelly, Kelly, you are blissfully happy right now. You have everything you need.
All right. So, Jenna, what are you going to go with?
Yes! Okay.
Yes, what?
What does that mean?
Yes.
I'm just, hold on. I just want to bask in this moment that you're letting me make this decision.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just want to recognize that this is happening, and I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
I want to say that.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for the support, because I want the big green egg.
Yeah!
Yay!
Kelly's not excited. I have
thank you so much
for
playing in my game.
You're welcome,
Mario. And I'm more than happy. I know how this is going to work. The whole reason I haven't wanted a grill is because everyone says, Jenna, you're going to, like, do it, not want to clean it, and then you're going to be over the grill. So I want the grill... for like a weekend so I can cook
switch.
And then you guys can
I heard you're not even supposed to clean the grill because it leaves the flavor right
really
on
there. Yeah
yeah
so I'm it. More than happy to share the egg
David's on the phone with us. He's the one trading out the green egg. Hi David.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing good.
How's it going?
Doing well.
How
pretty
many
cool.
times
I'm
have you
kind of like freaking out nervous
oh
like
no
a whole lot.
Jenna's freaking
we
out
we think we're winning. Yeah, I know. I've wanted a grill for so long. How many times have you used your egg?
I love it. I love grilling. I grill all the time. I probably use this thing about 50 or 60 times. So it
okay.
is like, it is used.
Yeah.
But it is well seasoned, as JC just said.
What? How much did you pay for?
It's awesome. I'm sorry.
How much did you pay for? If you don't mind me asking.
This one was I want to say right around $350.
Perfect. So it's like the smaller version of the green egg.
The little green
it
egg.
Is. It's not the big one. It's got like about a 12-inch cooking system.
Okay.
Is that the one you guys wanted?
Yeah.
You guys like the smaller
can we,
one? Oh, I see. Yeah.
Can we make the ribs on there?
You can do racks of ribs. I recommend getting like one of those. It's like a rack form where you kind of slide the ribs into the rack and get about two or three racks of ribs on there, no problem.
Play okay. Rack City.
It's an awesome grill. I love it to death. It also, I mean, chicken. You know, they'll never have a better chicken.
Is this something I know? Sure. Men. I know this is like Women's Empowerment Day or whatever, but men are normally the grill master. Will I be able to do this? Is this something I'm capable of?
Absolutely. So the big green egg, the beauty of it, it's one of those ceramic smokers. So getting the fire started in the thing is super, super easy.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get it to temperature, it stays there for eternity. It's the craziest thing. One bag of charcoal will last you three or four cooks. Easy.
No.
All right.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay, so
well, thank you, Mr. David.
You guys are going to have to tell me how to use this.
Fair trade there.
Justin
Mr.
will
David.
Justin will be arriving at your house probably in the next week to 2 weeks. He'll be driving a 2001 Land Rover with a goat and a adult-sized big wheel in
yes.
tow.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So there's no switches.
And he'll
the
be and he'll be driving
there's not, a, there's not a switch on the egg.
Right.
No, you got to start a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Rethinking this.
We'll be all good. All right, David, hold
Thanks
on for
so
us.
Thanks so much, David.
Thank you for your trade. We'll handshake right now. Boom. Set in stone.
Yep.
And I should have said geometry, not trigonometry. For the.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking, but I wasn't smart enough to correct you.
Come on. Well, sometimes we.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. We'll still get to it because we have some love letters for Kelly, our relationship expert. And we'll get going now with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I have a little bit of a pet peeve, and I guess I need to know if I'm wrong for it. My girlfriend and I both work. We both get off at the same time. My issue is that, I guess I may be old school, but I feel like the woman should clean the house every day. Yeah. And my girlfriend does not. Actually, she will not clean for days at a time, and I hate a dirty house. She always says she's tired from working, but we both are. Who wants to live in a pigsty? I don't have an issue helping. I just feel like this should at least be a team effort, which we have tried, and she stops putting her part in. This is from Caleb, who wants to know what he should do, Kelly.
Well, this doesn't sound like a match made in heaven, Caleb, unless y'all can sit down and do, maybe you have to be as, is the word rudimentary? I don't know.
I clean this, you clean that?
Yeah, a chore chart. I mean, that might be what you have to do because you're both acting like children.
This could work.
Both
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And it's not just her. So, I mean, you have to do your part. You can't just say, well, if she's not cleaning it, I'm not cleaning it either. Then you just live in filth.
Split a maid.
Exactly.
That's a wonderful compliment.
And I don't like to clean, but I would contribute in that way.
Yeah. If that's not, have somebody come once a week or once every 2 weeks even and just do a thorough scrub down.
There you go.
But if you can't afford that, then y'all are going to have to come up with a chore chart and little gold star stickers.
Maybe they're not a fit. You know what I mean? I know a lot of guys that are traditional, and I wouldn't be a good fit with them. I'm not going to cook and clean for you every night.
Right.
There's a lot of more things to consider. I mean, what's more important to you, a dirty house? It's probably, you know, the one issue, but you probably have multiple issues. You're just putting it all in that one thing. But yeah, hire, because Kid said he had the same issue in his marriage, and he finally got tired of yelling out about it, so he just finally hired a maid.
I mean, she's contributing by working. What does he want?
Yeah, but his whole attitude that it's woman's work, that shows there's deeper issues, and that's woman's work.
You may want to change that attitude
there. Now it's built up to resentment.
Yeah.
But it kind of is.
Oh, stop it.
I can't wait for when you're stay at home with your girlfriend being the breadwinner as a plastic surgeon.
I was going to be the one cleaning.
You got to sit there in a little apron cleaning.
Yeah, his blue apron.
There you go.
All right.
Did I? No.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
I am a 30-year-old woman, and I'm in a love triangle.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. Can you love two people at the same time? I am madly in love with my husband, but I'm also still in love with the first boyfriend I ever had. Oh, we text each other like every day, and he still gives me butterflies in the stomach when we meet up. It hurts because I love my husband, but I also love my boyfriend. Please let me know what I need to do to get my boyfriend out of my head and move on with my marriage. P.S. My boyfriend's married, too. This is a very sad situation. He's a bad hombre.
It is sad. You're a sad person.
Oh, Lord.
Delete his number and just don't text him back ever again. Eventually, he will stop.
But she loves him.
Oh, this is ridiculous. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. And you're not in love with your first boyfriend. You're addicted to that feeling. That's not love. You need to delete the number, block it, whatever you have to do.
Facebook.
And under zero circumstances do you ever communicate with him again if you want a chance at protecting your marriage.
She's already gone way too far with
it's
it.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
Your days are numbered.
Yep.
There's only so long you're going to be able to get away with this
Leave
nonsense.
Leave your husband, get back with the boyfriend.
But you don't. They say it on The Bachelor
and there's another wife involved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
true.
Come on.
It's one thing on a TV show where they fall in love with more than one person.
Isn't it fun on TV? No.
No, it doesn't work out, ever.
Why do people need this drama? I think they're addicted to the drama.
Drama, there you go.
You know, my life is so boring unless I have this going on. I'm not living.
Yeah.
You know, mundane is, you know, I can't wait. I was telling Alan the other night, I can't wait to just sit at home and have nothing to do with you and just be bored. That's going to be great.
I always say that. I'm like, it's one thing to be able to be in love, doing really cool things and traveling. I want to be bored with you.
Yeah,
you
I want to sit home.
I want to know that we can
have nothing to do. There's nothing on TV.
Okay,
what are we going to do now? I don't know. I look forward to those nights.
Friday nights.
I'm not going to be texting anybody I used today. I'm going to be just sitting there bored with my husband.
Friday nights are the best night ever. Not because we go out clubbing. We sit down on the couch and we watch Dateline.
Wow.
That's it. That's what we look forward to on Fridays.
Messing with fire.
I want to be sitting there on my phone. You can sit on your phone.
Yeah,
I'm real
that's
happy.
Right. Be on social media. You know, how many times, Alan,
I can't wait for that.
Social media.
It's great, Jenna.
I'm fine. You look at other hot chicks, but you're sitting next to me. This is great.
And don't say I can't. I can't give him up. Yes, delete the phone number. I've had to do that with boyfriends before.
You ever love two people at once?
No, but I've dated more than one person at once. But I've never loved. You could be attracted to more than one person at once.
It's going to blow up in her face. They're not going to be over
to this isn't a notebook. You don't get to choose between two hotties.
Yeah. And she's not going to do what she's I say anyway.
She's not going
to
do it.
I can't. Yeah, you can. You don't want to. You like it like
that. What is up with girls having all these choices?
Hey. It's out there.
You stroking that ex-boyfriend's ego.
That's
He's
right.
getting off on thinking he can do this to his woman. It's just a mess.
You have such a way with words. Here we go.
All right.
I meant what I said.
I know you did.
Love letters.
She mad.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a guy that I could see myself with long term.
Save that.
All day.
He just told me Thursday that I should marry him. But it annoys me that he refers to himself as Cool J.
Oh, gosh.
His name is actually James. But he dropped the Ames, apparently, years ago and will not even admit that that's his given name. Why can't he just be called Jay? Please let me know if I'm being petty or is he ridiculous. Thank you, girlfriend of Cool J.
You can't steal the dude's name.
Let him have that one thing. Call him James. Just whatever you want to call him.
Cool J, Kelly. Cool J.
You know, like, gosh.
That's her only
issue. The older you get, you're going to be like, why did I let Cool J go?
Cool J, the one that got away.
Now I've got nobody.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? Ooh,
Cool J was the best thing that ever happened.
He loved me.
No, loved it.
He took me to dinner. He rubbed my feet.
He
had a stupid nickname.
Cool J.
I'm alone.
He sounds like a catch.
I'm alone now with nobody.
No Cool J.
No stupid nickname.
who's your daddy, baby? Cool J. Mm.
No, nobody.
Nobody's going to be her baby daddy
or otherwise.
That's right.
Because she's hung up on one silly little thing.
I'm telling you,
the things that matter. I don't know how old she say she is.
She didn't say them.
She didn't say.
I'm afraid.
Things that matter to you in your 20s, you're going to be in your 30s and 40s and 50s. And some of my girlfriends now who are like, I have girlfriends who say, I just want to hold somebody's hand.
Somebody.
They are so craving to have a relationship.
A touch.
Yeah, I just want to be touched.
Just to hold a man's hand.
What?
And you are hung up because he won't be called Baby J or whatever.
Cool J. No, like, Cool J.
Kelly, will you call on Al? He has his hand raised.
Al,
I would buy into it. I would buy a Baby J girl and put it on my back.
Cool J!
Whatever.
I'm Cool J's.
I'd get a Cool J necklace.
Yeah, but
I'm Cool J's girl.
I wouldn't make a guy call me Baby J. I'd be like, call me whatever you want.
Oh, my gosh. You know how many nicknames Alan has for me? If I told you the list of nicknames,
Boaz.
At first I was like, don't call me that.
Alan.
But now I'm like, that's so sweet. You know, he has 500 nicknames
Let
for
Kelly
me.
Let Kelly finish. What, Al?
What?
There's more?
You cannot complain about your boyfriend's nickname if your screen name is Becky Boo.
Oh, I got you.
That's how it's signed?
Becky
Boo.
That's her email address?
I just read that.
You better prioritize what
Becky
is important
Boo.
To
Tell
you.
Cool J to call you Becky Boo.
Becky Boo and Cool J. I want to hang out with Cool J.
I want
Cool J drinks
cool
on me.
Cool J and Baby J.
Cool J drinks on me this weekend. Come see me, dog.
Can Sweet J come too?
You're Sweet J?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
I'm hanging out with Cool J. You know how Cool J get at me.
Yeah, Baby J.
They gave you a girl's jersey. That does not mean you're now Sweet J.
A former player's jersey. And I happen to take that nickname now.
Cool J.
In fact,
my man.
Call my wife and ask her what she calls me now.
This is my man Cool J.
Sweet J.
That's how sweet that sounds.
It's great.
It's my boy Cool J.
Cool J.
Boom.
He's the greatest of all time. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got the showbiz top 5 coming up in 15 minutes. We also have Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. award-winning Grey Drake.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Oh, what's happening right now?
Calling the show in about 30.
What's
the Red Rangers in studio, apparently.
Hello, Go Go Power Rangers.
I didn't know you were a superhero by day.
Yes, we got the Power Rangers in studio coming.
Yes.
I mean, well, they're coming in studio.
Yeah.
They are. So why are you dressed as one in this outfit?
It's falling apart. I'm the Red Ranger.
Why'd you pick the Red Ranger?
Jenna, move your coffee. He is flailing his arms around
you
already.
Yeah, you are flailing, and I have liquids.
I chose the red one because this one came with the padded muscles.
But it looks like you have breasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And you already broke the helmet, but I see.
And guns of steel.
Me like you.
That's a nice costume. I got it from Dance Costume World.
And the pants are riding up a little bit in the front. You might want to fix that.
A little. But I got you guys costumes.
All of us?
Yes. So y'all can interview the Power Rangers in suit.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So you need to suit up, Rangers.
Which colors do you have? So we have pink.
They're not going to be in suits, right?
Yeah, no, they're not.
We are.
So you will be.
We are in suits. We're the Power Rangers.
We're in Power Ranger suits.
I don't know if I wore the right underwear for this.
Oh, this is perfect.
I have on no undergarment.
Kelly, you are going to be the Pink Ranger.
What size is that?
It's got a skirt.
It's one size fits all.
It covers your crotch.
Kelly, it's perfect for you.
This would fit me, Kelly. It's for tall people.
Can I be the black
one? Here's the helmet.
Right.
And it also came with some cute little gloves.
And gloves.
There you
all
go, right. Yes.
Kelly. This is so cool.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Good idea, Justin.
The Black Ranger. You can be the black one.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And then JC, you can be the blue one. No, give that to Big Al. Big Al can be the blue one.
All right.
Yes.
What am I going to be?
And then you're the white one. You're the white Ranger.
The white Ranger is my favorite.
Really?
There's a white one?
Yes. Now you guys got to get your Zords.
A what?
What's a
your
Zord? Zords.
Sure. Your animal, that your spirit animal. Kelly, guess what you are?
I don't know.
You're Triceratops.
I don't understand.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
Is this what the Power Rangers do? They all have a spirit animal?
Yeah.
The pink one was a pterodactyl.
I'm unfamiliar.
You're a pterodactyl. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's got like a bird on, a dinosaur bird on its belt.
Where's my helmet?
You're a pterodactyl. The blue one's Triceratops, Big Al.
The blue one is also a large, and it says for height 5'4 to 5'10, and the weight requirement here is the...
Wait, what?
Hold on, dude.
This is the sizing. This is size medium, height below 5'4.
I'm not 5'4, Justin.
You can fit in it.
No, I won't.
Yes, you can. It's stretchy material.
Why are these new and Kelly's is used?
Smell the pit.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not that man.
The pit.
What's it smell like?
Pit.
Yeah, all of ours.
Brad Pitt?
Ours are in packages, except Justin handed Kelly's on a hanger like it's been worn recently.
Can
you smell it?
Oh.
You weren't supposed to smell the pit.
Why do you want to smell the pit?
Here's the thing. They didn't have time to wash it.
Because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to turn it back.
Oh.
And you're gonna say, yeah.
Oh my.
You're going to say, Kelly Raspberry stinks.
So
that's so gross.
I picked up the costumes just a little bit early.
It smells like jail.
It smells like jail.
They usually
think
I'll wear the pink one. But
am I wrong?
They didn't have time to wash it. I picked them up a little bit early.
I was going to be a good sport, but they're going to think that's my pit smell.
Yeah. Hold on.
We have Febreze in the bathroom. We can spray it down.
I'm holding my White Ranger costume next to me, which
is
complete with the face. It's the size of my son.
It is.
No, you can stretch into it. They said it would fit you.
Did you tell him how tall I am?
I forgot
don't
how
they
tall
know
you
how
are.
Buff
I don't know. What's, I don't know.
No, I don't
what,
care about.
I don't know what 6 feet looks like, JC.
Not well, like 5'4".
Just on the package, it says 5'4" and under. And you know what? Not one of us in here is under 5'4".
Well,
not even Jenna. Jenna's the shortest.
And I'm a little midge. I'm 5'5".
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can fit in it though.
And I can fit in.
Guys,
it.
We're all gonna fit. We're all going to fit these suits. It's going to be so cute.
Kelly's going to be stinking. I'm not sitting next to Kelly.
Okay, I'll wear the pink one. You can wear this red one.
Why do you want to stink?
You're not going to smell. No one's going to smell it.
Justin's been working on this for 3 weeks.
I understand,
really,
Justin, and I was going
to
put it on.
Yeah,
it takes 3 weeks
with my black underwear that you'll be able to see through it.
No.
But it's...
I
picked it up a little.
Why do you keep smelling it?
I'm just hoping it'll go away, but it doesn't.
No.
I don't want to smell it. I don't even like my own smell.
You can't.
Justin.
The right one, right?
Justin.
You smell it.
No way. Why? I'm not one of those people that likes to smell gross things. I don't want to smell someone else's BO.
Right?
I don't like
you
any
know,
strange
that's
BO.
That's bad, Justin.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at me that I have to smell some stranger's
armpit? Guys,
you
guys were supposed to dress it.
Why do we send the guy that cannot...
I wanted you guys to dress up like Power Rangers with me.
This is the guy that we send to shop for cups, and he comes back with, like, meat or what. You know, he's not a good shopper, and we keep sending him shopping.
Those thongs that I got us were working.
The Red Ranger's so sassy today.
I am. I've had it! With you guys. You guys... Come on, sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship.
I mean, like,
Justin,
partake.
You can't ask. I'm fine putting this on if it really means the world to
it
you.
Does.
But you can't ask Kelly to put on some stanky old Power Rangers suit.
You wear the red one. I'll wear the pink one.
But now you've been sweating in it.
I'll wear the red one.
Yeah, you know.
JC will rather wear the red one.
Well, no
the
way I can wear the white.
The left is the one that's for somebody 5'4", and Kelly's 5'10".
Okay, we'll just do the switch around. Okay, so the assignments were off. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're just wearing a helmet. How about that?
Oh, we can go. We only have two helmets.
There's only two.
Oh.
Budget cuts.
Okay.
The armpit thing didn't smell that bad. If you just have a strong nose.
I wish we had Smellio, like smell radio, so people could.
I'll just spray some Febreze on it. We'll work with it.
I know what BO smells like.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, how cool is it to interview the Power Rangers?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
In Power Ranger uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
You can just hear our excitement. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll give you an A for effort.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. It really was.
I think you should wear yours, though.
Yeah, you definitely should wear yours.
Well, Power Rangers are a team, y'all.
I guarantee
it's about
you, Justin.
I
guarantee you, JC will do it with you.
Okay,
yeah, I'll do it.
He's so excited.
See, so what I'm gathering here is that Justin wants to be part of the interview.
Of course.
That's
you're
fine.
Welcome to.
That's fine.
No.
Fine.
You can be part of the interview.
How you do it?
If you stand in karate form on the side. Just the whole time. Yeah.
All right. I'll do the Krang.
Yeah.
I'll do that pose.
No, that's not Power Rangers. That's Karate Kid.
That's yoga.
Well, they
I'm
have
actually
to fight.
Learning more about the Power Rangers. My soon-to-be stepsons are huge fans. So I'm learning about the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
This will be a very interesting interview for me.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. So what is important for me to know? I didn't watch Power Rangers when I was little. I didn't like cartoons. I didn't buy into it.
Well, you got to know that. You got to know your Zords, which I was really excited to tell you.
Zords?
Your Zord, your spirit animal.
Okay.
The black one is a Mastodon. That's like a elephant.
I've been called that.
Why does it look like a snake?
Well,
the movie explains how they become Power Rangers.
They'll explain it in the movie.
Is that just like the TV show? Is that how they became Power Rangers on the TV show?
Similar. I don't remember that episode because I was young.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they got power. They got like
culturally and racially sensitive, right? Like they had a black one and an Asian and a gay one. And
no, the guy that happened to be gay was not gay in the show. He just was gay in real life.
Which one's
the yellow one? Was Asian.
Which one's Donatello?
That's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
That's a turtle.
But it's
one.
In the same universe, Big Al.
Okay.
Same universe.
All right.
Yeah.
Kelly, how cool would you be as for those kids
they
to dress up like
that.
A Power Ranger?
Wouldn't yes. they have loved that?
All right.
You could be the Stinky Ranger.
Yeah,
oh,
Stinky Ranger.
See, I can't. They would think that was me.
Your Zord could be a skunk.
Oh.
All right, so you get to hear that interview in a couple weeks when we come back from break.
Well, they didn't have time to wash it. I picked it. It's my fault. I picked it up early. They said, we haven't washed it yet. Is that okay? I said,
why
if Kelly doesn't
it?
Know, it won't hurt her.
Okay.
And you found out.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you wash it?
Oh, my. He didn't know
well,
it smelled.
I just needed it.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's
all right. Okay. Good intention.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys only smelled the pit.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Thank you,
Jenna.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Boy, do we have a treat for you on this hump day.
Hump day?
It's not complete unless you talk to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Now I know.
Great.
You normally talk to her on Fridays because that's when the movies come out, but we're going to go on spring break vacation.
Yeah, we are.
So is she.
And she's going to South by Southwest. So we're going to talk to Gray Drake right now.
Yay. Better early than never.
That's
right.
Hi, Gray.
Yeah, I needed to make sure that you guys knew that this week, the movie that's in theaters is like spring is busting out all over, and that means summer's right behind, which means that you got to get your popcorn ready and get your ears adjusted to the explosions that are going to be happening in the movie theaters.
Popcorn bod. I go for popcorn bod in the summer.
I love that. Popcorn bod. Because Kong Skull Island is coming out. So here's the deal, guys.
I know.
I understand. No, here's the thing is that it's been a while since we saw King Kong, but he's back and he's new and he's improved. He's hip now. He dropped the king because he does not want to be a part of your outdated patriarchal system.
Okay.
Oh, so
Biggie Kong.
Yup, he's just Kong now. So this is essentially like a reboot of the of King Kong because Warner Brothers Studios has plans for Kong. There was a reason. I'm going to be purposely vague just in case someone out there gets mad that I'm going to spoil something. But they realized that when they made the last King Kong movie, that he was pretty tiny because he climbed up the Empire State Building and his size was not correct.
Was that with Naomi Watts?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
That was directed by Peter Jackson and it was like 18 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And this could not be more different. They needed to make Kong literally much bigger.
Yeah.
They needed to make him much taller because they have big plans for Kong. And so this time, he has his own island. It was supposedly very hard to get to and shrouded in mystery until John Goodman, Sam Jackson, Tom Hiddleston, Brie Larson all decide that they need to get to Skull Island.
Why would they want to do that?
Well, by God, when they put their minds to something, they do it. I have no idea.
You got $20 million for the role.
Now, is this skinny John Goodman?
It is skinny John Goodman.
He's lost so much weight.
He really has. He looks fantastic, but he's just as cranky as ever, I can assure you.
Yay!
Is it Black Samuel L. Jackson?
Yep, still black.
Still black.
Now, did Kong get its own island because he ran the 40 in lower than 4.23 seconds in Adidas cleats?
Nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
That's for the guys. That's for the guys.
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Well, so I'm sure the answer to that question is yes, obviously.
Right.
There are other things that live on Skull Island, but trust me, you do not want to run into any of them. So this movie is a fantastic monster movie. There are tons of terrifying creatures that are torturing our poor heroes. The cast, it starts out with, I think, no fewer than 50 people. They needed a lot of folks to kill.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody dies in this movie. That it's like crazy, but not who you think or not how you think. It's a fantastic monster movie. Now, the reason that I say get ready for summer is because it reminds you that a lot of these movies have fantastic effects and it sounds really cool when Kong roars, but they didn't bother to really write dialogue or a script that explained a lot of things.
Ew.
So don't worry about that part,
yeah,
guys. Just
plot
is
boring.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, the characters have names, and that's about all you need.
Huh. All right.
How's it doing on the tomato meter?
Currently, it's very fresh because people are excited about how much of a monster movie this is. It's very frightening and fun to watch, although, like I said, kind of stupid. So it's 81% right now.
I'm shocked. I really am shocked by that.
Yeah, really?
Because I thought the previews looked so bad.
I have to tell you that I'm pretty shocked as well because I was left wishing that they had developed the characters a little bit more and that I had even known who any of these people really were, past the fact that Brie Larson carries a camera, she's a photographer. They don't really do a lot of work in this movie, but actually, it's not bugging anybody. So the score's going to change a little bit, but this was a good one to pick on Friday when it comes out in theaters. So
okay,
all right,
good little monster movie.
Yeah,
what movies are you excited to go see at South by Southwest?
What's crazy is that one of my first jobs in Los Angeles was working at a movie theater, a very fancy movie theater, and one of my friends while I was working there, has a movie at South by Southwest that he directed.
Whoa.
Pretty cool.
It is super cool. It's called Small Town Crime. Octavia Spencer is in it. And I can't wait to see it. I'm going to moderate a Q&A at South by Southwest for my friend. We just scoop popcorn together, speaking of popcorn mod. And that's going to be really cool. But I also get to see movies like Charlize Theron's Atomic Blonde, which is like Charlize Theron goes all John Wick.
Oh.
On everyone. And that's, if there's one lady that I want to see punching, kicking, and killing people, it's Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at South by Southwest. There's a secret screening that I'm very excited about because I think that I know what it is.
Oh, you have no idea what the movie is going to be?
No, I'm just supposed to show up and they're going to screen a movie. It's supposed to be a real big deal, and I'm very excited. I've got to tell you what it is after I see it.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's one of those things, like, you just show up to a film and just see what you get, and that's like, for a movie nerd, the most exciting night ever.
I bet you Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
And that's the thing. South by Southwest, when I used to go to this festival years ago when I was in college, I went just for the music. And now, you know, they would show movies, but none of the stars would ever come. It was kind of like one of those festivals that was thrown to the side other than music. And now it's a huge movie festival and all the stars come. So I bet you're really excited because all the actors will be there.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. And, you know, there's really fantastic television that's there as well. There's a show coming up on Stars called American Gods. Ooh. That's going to be really awesome. And there's so much going on at South By. Like, I'm basically planning on not sleeping, but it'll be really nice to go back to good old Austin, Texas, because you know I'm a Longhorn.
That's right.
Speaking of going back, when you meet your friend and see his movie or her movie, I'm not
real
sure.
How dare you?
How honest will you be if the movie sucks?
Oh, that's tough. I will be very gentle, and I will talk first about the things that I liked, because there are always things to like in a movie, no matter
that's
what.
Right. That's always Gray's great advice. She always talks to you. She's like, you can find one thing you like.
Yeah, there's always one. Yeah.
I loved your lipstick.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. And the trees.
Wow. The trees.
Yeah. The trees.
My favorite part, when it ended. It was so good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the popcorn.
All right, Gray. Yeah. Well, you have fun out there.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great spring break. I'll talk to y'all when you get back.
Sounds good. Bye, Greg.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.